I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. As NPR has been reporting, the Trump administration is planning to severely limit approvals of new H-1B visas. Companies use that type of visa to bring in temporary guest workers to fill specialized roles. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on the state that could be the most affected by the changes, Texas.
More H-1B visas were issued in Dallas-Fort Worth than anywhere outside of the New York City area between 2010 and 2016. More even than Silicon Valley. That's according to a report from the Pew Research Center. Houston, Austin, and Bryan College Station were among the top 20. Drexel Owusu from the Dallas Regional Chamber of Commerce says these work permits are vital for companies that can't find Americans with the right technical expertise. And it's not just internet companies that use them.
Certain types of engineers or certain types of manufacturing techs, lots of really highly specialized skill sets.
Even before the pandemic, the Trump administration was pushing to limit H-1B workers. A Sugarland-based company is currently suing over a separate 2018 policy change to the program. The administration wants companies to hire Americans instead. Owusu doesn't think that's likely.
The regulations in place for H-1B and other visa categories are so stringent, and employers have to demonstrate that they can't fill that position with anybody else in this country, and therefore require us to have a foreign national to fill the role.
Without H-1B visas, Owusu says critical jobs won't get filled, and Texas companies will be less competitive on the global stage. I'm Christopher Connolly in Dallas.